This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump heads way upstate New York today. We're at Fort Drum. He plans to sign the annual defense authorization bill. It's a $716 billion package that adds nearly 16,000 more personnel and boosts pay by about 2.6% starting in January. It also adds to the quickly rising federal deficit. Marketplace's Renata Sego has more.
This Defense Authorization Act gives a nod to an $82 billion boost to the military budget over the next 2 years. Money for more troops, higher wages.
We see more money going into operation and maintenance accounts.
That's Todd Harrison with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says this would be the largest budget since the height of the Iraq War. Defense officials say they need the funds for military readiness. But Harrison says there's one problem.
Our personnel and our operation and our maintenance costs keep growing faster than inflation.
The Congressional Budget Office says military spending accounts for about 17% of the $4 trillion federal budget and that the deficit could surpass $1 trillion by 2020. Mark Goldwein is with the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
Higher national debt is likely to slow income and wage growth, and ultimately, it's going to leave the government less equipped to make new investments.
This measure sets broad spending priorities. Congress still needs to pass an appropriations bill to decide how that money is spent. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.